WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. Israel's government meeting to ratify phase one of the U.S. peace deal to end the war in Gaza. Israel's prime minister met with his security cabinet earlier into the night. Per a copy of the Israel deal seen by ABC News, the ceasefire will begin as soon as the government votes to approve it. IDF forces will have 24 hours to withdraw to new development lines. Then the 72-hour window opens for the release of the remaining 48 hostages. ABC's Ian Pannell is in Hostages Square in Tel Aviv, where families are waiting.
Scenes of jubilation, of relief, finally hope realized. We were here two days ago when we were talking about the anniversary of the war and there were still so many doubts. I mean, 2 years since this terrible war began, Palestinians and Israelis can finally dare hope that their long nightmare is coming to an end.
Israeli officials say all 20 living hostages will be freed on Sunday or Monday in one group. President Trump says he could travel to the region for the signing. This is ABC News.
You're listening to 96.9 WBZH, Hayward's home for the Midwest Farm Report with me, Pam Yonke.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is still seeking input from residents on proposed rule changes for ATV and UTV riders. At a public hearing last week, DNR officials said the administrative code hasn't been updated in over a decade despite frequent changes to ATV and UTV statutes. The proposed changes aim to improve safety for riders, including measures to require seatbelt usage and improving visibility through windshields. Residents can provide public comments on the proposed administrative code changes through October 14th. While the Wisconsin Department of Health Services is still recommending the COVID-19 vaccine for most residents, data shows the vaccination rate remains low this year. The agency issued the guidance nearly a month ago after the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention stopped recommending the vaccine for most people. Since then, DHS officials say only about 2% of Wisconsin residents have received the most recent booster. They also say scheduling an appointment for the booster through national pharmacy chains has become more difficult. The Hayward School Board covered topics ranging from curriculum to building projects at its monthly special meeting this week. The building project involves the construction of a new building for the Northern Waters Environmental School, where officials say they've outgrown their current space. The facilities committee voted to move forward with design plans for the expansion project. The school board also considered adding an emergency medical responder certification course at the high school and a life skills curriculum for Native American middle school students. Bayfield County is offering residents a new Universal Children's Savings Account program. The Bayfield County Board of Supervisors unanimously approved the pilot program, dubbed Bayfield County Saving Early for Educational Dreams. The program provides participating children with a $100 deposit when families open a college savings account before their second birthday. Families enrolled in the federal WIC program will also receive $200. Bayfield County is the first local government in the state to approve such a program. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm James Kelly.
The Cubs beat the Crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Cubs last night, 4-3 in Chicago. The Cubs scoring all of their runs in the first inning. Brewers starter Quinn Priester struggled, giving up three runs and was pulled after just 39 pitches.
Very frustrated. First inning, the only inning, command wasn't good and stuff wasn't coming out the way, you know, I'd wanted it to, and, you know, everyone else played real well with the exception of myself.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy on the 25-year-old Priester.
I think the moment got to him a little bit. I think this is, again, he's not technically a rookie, but it's his first postseason appearance and had a long layoff. It's in his hometown. Yeah, I feel for him.
So Milwaukee still leads the best of five series, 2-1. Game four is tonight at Wrigley Field. First pitch, 8:08 p.m. NBA, the Bucks host the Detroit Pistons tonight in a preseason matchup. Tip-off time, 7 o'clock. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke here. You're listening to 96.9 WBZH, home of the Midwest Farm Report.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price, heading into your Thursday afternoon with a sunny to mostly sunny sky. A gusty south breeze up around 20 to 25, highs in the lower 60s. Look for increasing clouds tonight, some showers and storms, some heavy rain, lows in the mid-40s. Right now, it's 64.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
I like these organized mazes much, much better. On our street, there were these triplets, and the triplets were like 3 or 4 years old. We were just talking with the neighbors, and next thing we know, the triplets are gone. They thought we were playing hide and seek, so even though we're calling for them in the cornfield, they're not calling back. And that was a crazy 20 minutes, a fearful 20 minutes with the sun going down until we found them.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, farmers across the country dealing with the Trump tariffs. We talked to a farmer from southwestern Missouri, Will Westmoreland will join us. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Albaugh along with Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock on this Thursday, October 9th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Welcoming everybody to hour number two of the big program here at the crossroads of downtown Madison, State and Fairchild Street. Glad to have you along. Beautiful blue sky fall day here in Wisconsin. It's a beautiful day for a Packers game. When the Packers don't play today, of course, they play on Sunday. But time to have a little fun. By the way, a little bit later on the show, we'll do some other news headlines as well. But I've been looking forward to this in nervous anticipation. Joining us via StreamYard, our friend and one of the producers of Just, a bit outside the store of the Green Bay. Of the Milwaukee Brewers. I'm combining the two films, but also one of the producers of the great new film, No Packers, No Life, joining us from Los Angeles, California, Sean Hannish. How are you?
Great, Todd. How are you doing?
I'm discombobulated. Before we came on the air, I asked you, I knew the answer, but I mean, we're talking about, I've got my Brewers stuff on today, my Euchre jersey, because the Brewers going up against the Cubs tonight. And so, I mean, just quickly, you know, as a Brewers lover yourself, boy, it was tough, but maybe not completely unexpected last night.
Of course we wanted to sweep the Cubs, but I mean, the thing that I take away from yesterday is this team never gives up.
Right.
And so, you know, it must be really hard playing us. Because you got to be like, when are these guys just going to like roll over for a few innings? And we never do. And I think that's going to pay dividends tonight. I think we win in four.
I agree with that. I feel really good about tonight. I just think that this team is built exactly. They don't seem to get too, as a team, unnerved or come apart. They're there. They support each other. Even when one guy like Priester, and I'm not sure, we played earlier, the Priester come and talk about a stand-up guy. He just looked right in the camera after the game and said, that's all on me. Everybody else played great. I take responsibility. And this power of friendship, I think it's real. So I agree. I like the Brewers in four tonight. Right now, though, let's change gears to Packers. You have been on the show with Paul Jaconi Berry, one of the other producers of this great film. If you have time, let's play the trailer one more time. So I want people to get a flavor. Here's the official trailer of the film that premieres next week in Brookfield, Wisconsin.
We're wandering Tokyo, and I see a guy with a Packers jersey on. And I'm like, no way. I just quietly say, go back, go. And he shouts back,
Go Pack, go!
The Japanese Packer cheering team.
Packers number one.
I love Packers. No Packers, no right.
Insanely passionate to a degree which probably most people from Wisconsin aren't.
Wisconsin!
I said, you guys are welcome to come to a Packer game anytime.
I couldn't believe that.
Why? And who are you?
The Green Bay way is to host, and we say, okay, come with us. We'll show you a good time.
We want them to experience the Green Bay way.
This is Green Bay!
I'm a man of action.
Go Pack, go!
Wisconsin is human. The one team in the NFL that's owned by the people.
It gives people a connection that no other team offers.
No Packers, no life.
No Packers, no life. You can find more details at MarcusTheater.com and NoPackersNoLife.com. It premieres at Marcus Theaters in select theaters across the state, as Letterman says. Hopefully one of yours has been selected on October 17th. Sean, it's fantastic. I cannot wait. I'm pumped up to see it. Sean Hannish, one of the producers, joining us live from Los Angeles. And there's a select few that could see this film a couple of days earlier, next Wednesday, October 15th, at one of the great Marcus Theaters there in Brookfield. We're going to be doing our show there at the Majestic Theater in Brookfield next Wednesday. Very grateful for your invitation for us to once again join you and the filmmakers and others next Wednesday. What can you tell us about this day? And for those that might not be lucky enough to win tickets here this hour, are there still VIP tickets to the world premiere available?
Well, Todd, yes and yes. First of all, we're thrilled that you're going to be able to come and spend a couple hours with us, you and Zommers. We're going to have a great time. We're going to have a couple members of the Japanese Packers cheering team flying over from Tokyo. We're going to have a number of former Packer legends. And let me tell you a little about the event. It's going to be the world premiere, the world VIP premiere of No Packers, No Life. And that is Wednesday, the next Wednesday on the calendar. It's right. Wednesday, October 15th. So we're it's going to be great. Listen, it's a reception. You get to meet everybody. 5:30. The film starts at 6:30, and it's at the Marcus Majestic in Brookfield in Waukesha. Anyway, we'll get into all that. It's the Marcus Majestic. Anyway, it's going to be such a great night, and I have a little bit of news to share with you because.
Please.
We've been all these Packer legends that we've been talking to want to come and support the film. And we already announced that we're going to have Antonio Freeman and George Kuntz there. We just found out that we're also going to have Amon Green.
Wow. What a lineup.
If you want to come and see this amazing movie with a bunch of really pumped up, Packer fans, come wear your jersey. You're going to get a chance to meet Amon Green and, Antonio Freeman, George Kuntz. You're going to get to meet all these legends, meet a couple of the great fans from Tokyo that are flying over. It's going to be a real love fest. And, I know you're going to give away a pair of tickets today.
Thanks to you guys.
You're welcome. If you're not lucky enough to win those, you can go to nopackersnolife.com. And there are limited tickets still available. So you can find a link there to buy tickets for this world premiere.
I would really encourage people, and again, through you guys were so gracious as to invite us down last year to the Brewers premiere of Just a Bit Outside. And you guys know how to do things right, do things well. There's a great reception. There's food and drink. And then you usher everybody into this private showing, beautiful theater, and a chance to listen to get Q&A after the film with the filmmakers. It's really well done. And most of us in Wisconsin, unlike you, will never get a chance to be at an L.A. premiere and have a world premiere, a second one in 2 years in Wisconsin. I think that's something special. Yeah, the tickets are $100, but tell folks a little bit, Sean, this is not just a moneymaker. You also are doing this as a part of philanthropy to a couple organizations as well. Portions of the proceeds go to a couple of great causes.
Well, that's part of it too. That's the thing. One of the reason the there's a premium on the price is there's all free food and drink. You get to mingle with all these great former Packers. But also, yeah, a percentage of the proceeds goes to the Boys and Girls Club of Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And we're really thrilled to partner with them. They're an amazing organization. They're going to have a lot of people there in attendance. We're hoping some of the boys and girls themselves are going to be able to come. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have a silent auction. So we're going to have signed posters, like the poster behind you. We're going to have signed footballs. We're going to have a lot of great memorabilia. And all the proceeds of that go to the Boys and Girls Club of Wisconsin. So it's a feel-good night. You get to give back to the community. You get to mingle with, you know, Packer legends. And then you get to see a great film. And we'll have a Q&A afterwards. It's going to be a wonderful evening, and I cannot wait.
I can't wait either. Let's not make our listeners wait any longer either. We're going to give away, courtesy of Sean and the filmmakers here, two VIP tickets to the world premiere. Now, here's the deal. You have to be able to go next Wednesday. Last year we did this. We had a couple of people call and gave us the answer. Like, no, I can't go. You have to be able to go next Wednesday evening. Starts at 5:30, right, Sean?
It does.
I believe,
yes.
5:30 in Waukesha at the Marcus Brookfield Theater in Waukesha. So you have to be able to go there at 5:30. And so we're going to give you a question. And then you give us a call. And we'll take the calls in order received. And the first person with a right answer, the correct answer, will win these two tickets to the world premiere of No Packers, No Life. All right, here's the question. The dial-in number is 855-752-4842. We're going to give that to you again in a minute. Here's the question. The Green Bay Packers have played 5 international games in all time. Where was the game held in 1998? The Green Bay Packers have played 5 international games. Where was the game held in 1998? The number to call with the correct answer is 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Only call-ins, no texts on this one. All right? So the Green Bay Packers have played 5 international games. Where was the game held in 1998? That is the question. We want you to call in, and because, you know, that's the way we do things here. And the person with the first right answer wins. Do you know the answer, Sean?
I have a pretty good idea.
Our phone lines are lit up like a Christmas tree right now. Yeah, the phone lines are, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, we have 6 phone lines.
Which is the maximum.
This is the maximum. We are all, you can tell the excitement about Woo! This film. All right, all Woo! 6 lines are filled up. All right, let's go to our first caller, Terry in Cross Plains. Terry, there have been 5 international games in Packer history. Where was the game held in 1998?
Tell me it was Tokyo.
Tokyo is correct.
Woo!
Terry, you are going to the VIP world premiere of No Packers, No Life. Wow. That was quick. Did you know that, or you have to look it up?
I actually kind of knew it. And okay. Then I figured that, because it's No Packers, No Life, I have to be right.
maybe it was a little too easy. I don't know. But we want people to be able to go and enjoy the film. Where are you calling this from, Terry?
I'm in Madison.
All right. Very good. Very good. So you listen on WMDX here in Madison. We appreciate that. Well, Terry, you're going to get to meet Sean and all the folks there. I have to ask, you can go right next Wednesday at 5:30.
I can go. I should be there like right on the button.
That's fine. I mean, because the reception goes for what, Sean, an hour or so?
The reception's an hour. Again, free food and drink, and then we'll mingle and wander into the. So, Terry, you're in great shape. Please come and say hi.
I definitely will. Can I say that I saw this at the Wisconsin Film Festival?
Wow!
And I never walked out of a movie feeling like sad, but awesome. Like just my heart was so full after I watched this movie.
Wow! Look at that—you get a review, yeah. Sean, and a fan all together.
I'm so happy, Terry. I'm talking to Terry now, Todd.
Yeah.
Terry, I was at that screening, and that's how we at Cannonball found the movie to distribute. Isn't it a wonderful film?
Yes, it is just so fantastic. I remember, Todd, you talked about it a a couple weeks or so ago, and I texted you. I don't know if you got it or whatever, but anyhow, I was like, this movie's so good.
I'm happy for you, Terry. And for those that didn't win, we're going to do this again tomorrow in 3 o'clock hour. Terry, do not hang up. Zomers will take your information off the air, and we'll get that to you. Sean, thank you very much. We'll see you next Wednesday down at Waukesha.
Thanks, Todd.
All right, thank you very much. Come on back. More after this on the Civic Media.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The Trump administration confirmed in September it is sharing driver's license and Social Security information among federal and state agencies from a massive database of personal and voter data. A class action lawsuit by voters and pro-voter groups has been filed to stop it. Since May, 38 states have received requests to turn over voter registration and voting records, according to the Brennan Center for Justice. As of October 1st, the only state to have complied is Indiana. 8 states which refused to comply have now been sued by the Trump Department of Justice. The administration reportedly repurposed an existing U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services database for verifying immigration status called Systematic Alien Verification for Entitlements, or the SAVE system. NPR reported in September that the immigration status of 33 million voters had been checked using the database. The new lawsuit contends, quote, Congress passed the Privacy Act of 1974 specifically to prevent the government from creating formal or de facto national databanks or centralized federal information systems that would consolidate sensitive personal information of Americans stored at separate agencies, unquote. The voters and groups are asking the court for an injunction prohibiting the administration from using personal data not allowed by the Privacy Act. We've linked the complaint from AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Welcome back to the Todd Lamont Show of the Civic Media Radio Network. 22 minutes now past the hour of 3 o'clock on Thursday, October 9th. Many thanks to Sean Hannish for taking time to join us to talk about his great new film, No Packers, No Life. Congratulations to Terry calling in as well for being a listener. Now, don't get discouraged because we had, I mean, thank you for all the listeners, by the way, viewers. The phone lines lit up like a Christmas tree. But don't get discouraged. If you did not win today, we're going to do this again tomorrow in the 3 o'clock hour and then on Monday in the 3 o'clock hour. So we're going to be giving away 2 more sets of tickets each of those days to the world premiere of No Packers, No Life coming up on next Wednesday, October 15th at Marcus's Majestic Theater in Brookfield, which is in Waukesha.
Yeah.
I'm just reading what's written here. So it's basically in Waukesha, the line of Waukesha Brookfield. But they
very
call
nice
it,
theater, by the way.
It is. They call it Marcus's Majestic Theater in Brookfield, but technically in Waukesha. It's a great place to see a film. We were there last year for the world premiere of Just a Bit Outside. And now this film, No Packers, No Life. So join us tomorrow at 3 o'clock in the 3 o'clock hour and on Monday in the 3 o'clock hour. And if you want to make sure that you get tickets, as Sean said, there are a limited number of tickets still available and $100 a piece for the VIP reception and movie. And that's the cool thing. I mean, it's $100. It's not something you're going to do every day, but you get, and believe me, the food was fantastic last year. Get great food, free drinks, Then you get to see the film, meet the filmmakers, meet some of these great former Packers as well at the event. And if you can't make it, join our show next Wednesday. We'll be live on location at Marcus's Majestic Theater in Brookfield in Waukesha, doing all 2 hours there on location. It'll be a good time to have by all.
As always, you should join us on the stream so you can, you know, see what we're talking about. But since Todd will be at the theater, that's an especially great day to hop on YouTube or Facebook or Twitter.
Yeah, join us there. Follow us on the on those as well. And on Facebook, you have to follow Civic Media. On Facebook, you can follow either the Todd Allball Show or Civic Media. On YouTube, you have to follow Civic Media. And on Twitter, it's Civic Media as well. Because for some reason, although we've tried to pay Elon for our show page on X, it doesn't take.
He says Todd's money is no good, unless, of course, Starlink is concerned.
Oh, yes. Yes, absolutely. So anyway, that's fantastic. Many thanks to Sean. Again, he's going to come back, I think, on Monday and join us. But be listening tomorrow in the 3 o'clock hour for your next chance to win VIP world premiere tickets to No Packers, No Life. You can learn more at NoPackersNoLife.com. Fantastic. By the way, a little breaking sports news for you. We had told you before the pitchers had not been named yet for tonight's Brewers game against the Cubs. I said to my buddy last night, Rob, who I text with a lot during the game, I said, if I were Murph, I'd put Freddy Peralta back out there and get this thing over with. Well, Murph listened. No, he didn't listen to me. But the Brewers have officially announced that Freddy Peralta will start game 4 of the National League Division Series tonight at Wrigley Field. And he'll go up against the Cubs left-hander, Matthew Boyd. The Brewers need one more win to advance the NLCS, while the Cubs need to win at home. And then again on Saturday in a winner-take-all fifth, if it goes that far, at American Family Field. The game gets underway tonight at Wrigley. It'll be, as we said, Freddy Peralta going up against Matthew Boyd. Pre-game show at 7:30. With the first pitch just after 8 o'clock. You can hear it on WRCE in Richland Center, WISS in Oshkosh, and WCQM in Park Falls, and WBZH in beautiful Hayward, Wisconsin. Cannot wait for that, Summers. How about
Me either. Yeah. I'm nervous, but in a good way. I guess excited would be the word for that, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I mean, I think we gotta be positive, and I don't know, with Freddy Peralta on the mound tonight. As Sean said, you know, he's saying Brewers in 4. I'd go along with him on that.
I would too.
Well, let's turn to a little news here. We'll pick it up on the other side. I don't do the whole thing with a lot of people are saying too often.
Mostly as a joke,
but maybe not so much this time. And this, you know, not earth shattering news. But I talked to a couple of people that still have connections to the state capitol, and we talked about this thing that we talked about yesterday on the show, which is Republican Speaker of the Assembly, Robin Voss, was on WISN's Upfront program with Matt Smith this past weekend, and he said, Robin Voss did, that he's thinking about not running again for state assembly. And which wasn't necessarily surprising. And I had said it wouldn't surprise me if he just simply resigned and stepped down after the first of the year because, you know, the leader of that party, the assembly speaker, is in charge of the elections for that body later on that fall. So it makes sense to let him elect a different speaker to be in charge of the elections for the fall. And a couple of sources that I've talked to speculated a little bit, and I had not thought about this. But they said, you know, Robin Voss stepping down to run for governor would not be out of the question.
Oh,
so
no.
So you may see, I'm just telling you what I'm hearing. There is some speculation a block away at the state capitol that one of the reasons Robin Voss may not run for re-election to the state assembly is he may be looking at launching a gubernatorial campaign on the Republican side. Because think about it, Bill Berrien out after he got caught being a hypocrite when it came to porn. And then you've got Josh Shulman, the county executive from Washington County, who, you know, he's doing okay, but hasn't caught a lot of traction. And then you got Tom Tiffany, congressman from the 7th District. That's it. It's not an electric field in terms of politically electric on the Republican side. It could be an opening for Robin Voss if he decides to get in. We'll discuss it a little more on the other side. Also, Pam Yonke's Midwest Farm Report is next. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back after this on the Civic Media Radio Network. You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Start your day with me, Pam Yonke, every morning with the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 96.9 WBZH.
There has been an ever-growing need in the agriculture industry in recent years, and the H-2A program has been through some turmoil with making sure foreign workers can stay year-round. This led to Congressman Derek Van Orden introducing the Agriculture Reform Act of 2025. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and the representative is here to share why he felt this bill was important.
If you deported every single person that is here working on our farms, the agriculture industry would collapse immediately, as would the hospitality industry and the construction industry. These are just facts. And so what we've done is taken a very pragmatic approach to try to make sure that we can have a consistent group of people working here so that the guys that are and gals that are running the business know that they can run their business. And then the humanitarian aspect of this is that a lot of these folks have been here for decades and they're our neighbors. Our kids go to school together and, you know, they're working really hard to support their family.
Representative Derek Van Orden explaining why he feels the Agriculture Relief Act of 2025 is important. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo, and we'll take a look at those closing markets right after this.
Unique farming operations need unique financial solutions. Ag Country Farm Credit Services offers customized financing that fits any size farm, ranch, or agribusiness. The next time you're in the market for more land, equipment, facilities, or maybe even an operating loan, contact the team at Ag Country. They know agriculture and will work for you. Ag Country. Focused on ag, focused on you. Ag Country is an equal opportunity lender.
From mealtime to snack time, pork has got you covered. Toss chops, rice, veggies, and seasonings in one pan for a weeknight flavor that gets everyone excited. Or add Italian sausage to soup for instant comfort food vibes. It's flavors worth sharing around the table because when pork's involved, every meal becomes the main event. For more crowd-pleasing recipes, visit tastewhatporkcando.com. This message brought to you by Wisconsin Pig Farmers and the Pork Checkoff.
I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. Now let's see how the market's closed this Thursday. It is not a happy Thursday as the prices are dropping with cash new crop corn down 3.75 at 4.18 1/4 and cash new crop soybeans down 7 1/4 at 10.22 1/4. December wheat is down 0.75 at 5.06 1/2. Looking at Class 3 milk, they're also seeing losses with November contracts down 24 cents at 1669 hundredweight and December contracts down 27 cents at 1677 hundredweight. 40-pound blocks are up 2 1/4, though, at 176, with butter down 4 3/4 at 160 1/4. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 96.9 WBZH.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price, heading into your Thursday afternoon with a sunny to mostly sunny sky. A gusty south breeze up around 20 to 25, highs in the lower 60s. Look for increasing clouds tonight, some showers and storms, some heavy rain, lows in the mid-40s. Right now, it's 64.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Stand-up comedian, Mr. Jim Flanagan.
Can I tell you my Culver's hack? I always get the kids meal because it's everything you want. I don't have children, right. So I'm just pretending I have like a 9-year-old named James in the back of my car.
I'm not proud of this, but I'll go through a drive-thru like a Taco Bell. I'll act like I'm on the phone and go, what else did you want? Okay. But it's all just for me. It's like 6 tacos, nachos, Bel Grande, and I can mouth through all of that.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
This is Robert Pilot, host of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we talk about Native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. You'll also hear from Turtle Island voices like Arvina Martin State Representative Heather Keeler, Ruth Anna Buffalo, Dr. Anthony Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
Pete Schwaba. On the next Nightlight, Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller joins the show to make the popcorn pick of the week. Then joining me in studio is children's illustrator Rob Momartz. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 35 minutes now past the hour on 3 o'clock on Thursday, October 9th. Aaron Zommer's on the board. Glad to have you along. A little bit more news here in just a few minutes. Amongst them, Wisconsin's insurance commissioner. You don't hear about the insurance commissioner too often. We have an insurance commissioner. And Pat Kreitlow, who, by the way, owe an apology to, because I forgot. I'm supposed to go on his show on Thursdays. Now it's at 10 to 9. And I was working on the show for yesterday, and I just spaced, and so I forgot to. Well, but he has Joe Zepecki now on at the same time. And I think most people like to hear from Joe Zepecki rather than me. So, but I just felt badly about that. So sorry, Pat, I forgot to log in today. But Pat Kreitlow on this program was the first person that I heard say this, and now you got the Wisconsin Insurance Commissioner saying the open enrollment is right around the corner here, and that is why Congress needs to pass this funding for the Affordable Care Act, better known as Obamacare. So we're going to talk a little bit about that, this little, I wouldn't call it a glitch, but this thing that people don't think about, but is very, very important, that you only have a certain date to sign up or change things during open enrollment. And if we don't know whether or not Congress is going to put these tax credits in for the ACA, that could dramatically affect whether people are going to be able to afford to re-sign or need to change their health insurance if they're on the Affordable Care Act. So we're going to talk about that in just a couple of minutes. Also, Terry Barr checking in on the old YouTube channel on Civic Media's YouTube, talking about, we showed earlier the trailer to No Packers, No Life, the great new film from Sean Hannish and Paul Giacone Berry and others about the From Tokyo to Titletown, No Packers, No Life. Terry said, this preview gives me goosebumps, just like the Brewers documentary. I agree, Terry. I have not seen the film in its entirety, only based on the trailer. But again, we're going to have opportunity tomorrow in the 3 o'clock hour for everyone listening, watching to win 2 more VIP world premiere tickets to No Packers, No Life for next Wednesday. That's what it's happening, next Wednesday in Waukesha. So join us tomorrow. We'll give away a couple of tickets for that. Right now, 37 past the hour of 3 o'clock. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go. Yes.
The choice is yours.
You can get with this, or you can get with that.
Time once again for What's Worse. Nothing to give away, no prize money involved, but it is your chance to have your voice heard on all 10 news, talk, and sports stations of the Civic Media Radio Network. Homecoming week here in Madison for the University of Wisconsin-Madison. By the way, tomorrow on the show, Mike Mankey, the public address announcer for University of Wisconsin-Madison. You know him if you've gone to a football game and heard him say, first and 10 Wisconsin. He's going to be here in studio tomorrow. Going to ask him about his background, get to know the man, the person behind the voice of the Wisconsin Badgers PA announcer. And you know, he's seen a lot of stuff, as our friend Matt Flynn and Earl Ingram Jr. like to say. He's seen a lot of stuff. And having a front row seat, literally, for Badger sports all these years. So join us tomorrow at 2:30. Mike Mankey will be here. But timely indeed, or what's worse, because with homecoming, with Brewers tonight, with Packers this weekend, Badgers, a lot of pizza going to be eaten. So today, the category for what's worse, pizza with sauce or pizza with no sauce.
pizza with sauce or pizza with no sauce. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. Don't have it, you say? Well, no problem. We got you covered. Simply go to your favorite Apple or Android device. Go to the App Store. Type in the search bar, type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Media. It'll pop up. Cute little CM logo. Click on that. Takes less than a minute. It is free. It's what CBS's Gail King calls a deal. The Civic Media app. Pizza with sauce or pizza with no sauce. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. No, Zomers, I'll confess, I don't know that I've ever had a pizza with no sauce. Have you?
I don't think so. I mean, the closest thing, there are several things I've had that are close. Like, let's say, cheesy garlic bread.
Sure, but that's not pizza.
But it's not pizza with no sauce.
Right.
It is different. So, no, I don't think I have.
I would like to know.
Yes, I have. But it was not supposed to be without sauce.
Somebody just forgot the sauce?
Yeah. Yeah. All right. I won't say where, but it was.
At a restaurant?
It was.
Really?
And I took a bite in it, and I'm like, huh. The thing is, it was a cheese sauce. It was a mac and cheese pizza.
Oh, I see.
And so it was not immediately apparent from looking at it that it didn't have the cheese sauce underneath. But then you bite it, and you're like, wow, something big is missing here.
There's no sauce. Pizza with sauce or pizza with no sauce. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Let's see here. We have a couple of entries in. Cam, listening in Appleton, says pizza with no sauce is good if you make it with a cracker flatbread.
I could see that.
That's interesting. A cracker flatbread. All right.
Yeah, I think the key is it has to be designed to not have sauce. It can't just be an accident. Because then that's not very good.
Right. Very good. You don't want an accident. Pizza with sauce or pizza with no sauce? What's worse? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Also, we'd said right before the break, talking about this, and it's purely speculative. I'll make that clear. It's just, you know, I have a couple of contacts still in the building, the state capitol, as we say. And this is serious. I have heard that, well, number one, we know it's serious because Robin Voss himself, Speaker of the Assembly, said on Upfront on WISN this weekend that he's thinking seriously about not running for re-election to the state assembly. And I said, what I'm hearing just tangentially from people in the building is that Voss is looking at considering a run for governor in the Republican primary. So that might be one of the reasons. Now here, Tom, listening in Sauk County on WMDX, says there's talk around Wisconsin that Dale Schultz would be a great candidate for Wisconsin governor. He says any speculative talk about Wisconsin governor candidates must include the name Dale Schultz. Now, that, even though he's my old boss, I don't know who this is. I didn't write that. But, okay. He's been on this program. He has not given an unequivocal no, but I don't think it's likely.
Right. I mean, as a politician, he has to give something that leaves a potential open-ended. His answer was essentially no.
He doesn't consider himself a politician, I don't think, anymore. He's retired.
That's true. I just mean, as somebody who spent a lot of time in politics, right, I feel like it becomes a habit to
maybe
give answers with backdoors.
I think there's, you know, I don't know anything inside, but I think inside of himself, I think he knows some of the problems in Wisconsin politics,
yeah,
and would like the opportunity again. You know, it's hard. I mean, it's hard when you're in office and you're elected and you're in the mix and you're – I think it's why Tommy Thompson is actually thinking about running again, because he wants to be there. Whether you agree with him or not, he wants to be in the mix, have opportunity to fix things, to do something.
Oh, yeah.
And I, you know, I think there's a little bit of that with Dale.
And my comment about the answer was certainly not intended to be an insult by any means. No,
I know.
He's great, very stand-up guy, obviously.
All right, let's get back to the category.
Yeah, pizza.
Pizza with sauce or pizza with no sauce. What's worse? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Steve in Lodi, listening on WMDX, says pizza with sauce is the best. All right. Matt, one of our great UPS drivers in Richland Center, listening on WRCE says, how can it even be considered a pizza without sauce? Ryder was smoking doobies on this one. Now, I can neither confirm nor deny that CP was on anything when he wrote that.
We'll have to ask.
He'll probably tell us. But to Zomer's point, it is a thing, right? Pizza with no sauce?
Yeah. To my understanding, it's especially a thing for people who might have GERD or acid reflux.
Ah, I see. Eat something else. No,
I don't know. I mean, yeah.
Brett in Brown Deer listening on WAUK. By the way, if you're in Southeast Wisconsin, Milwaukee in particular, you can catch AUK not just on 540 AM anymore, but also they're broadcasting on the FM side of the dial, 100.3 FM. Check it out. I was down in Milwaukee this week, tuned in, great strong signal right downtown Milwaukee on 100.3 FM, WAUK. Brett and Brown Deer on AUK says he picked up on the Packer movie. He says, no sauce, no life. 855-752-4842. Let's go out to the Driftless Whizzler listening on WRCE in Richland Center. Whizzler, pizza with sauce or pizza with no sauce? What's worse?
I got to confirm the Ups guys' comment. It's not pizza without sauce.
Doesn't qualify, in your opinion.
That's right.
All right. All right. Very good. Appreciate it. Thanks, Whizzler. Take care out there.
No problem.
You're welcome. Let's keep it out. The Driftless Mike in Spring Green listening on WRCE. Mike, pizza with sauce or pizza with no sauce? What's worse?
Well, there's two ways of looking at it. One, for me, it has to have sauce. Same thing. It's not right without it. Mm. But then if your writer was smoking doobies, anything is good. So, you know, then without sauce is great, you know? So, my vote is with sauce is what you need. That's better. Yeah.
Fantastic. Thanks, Mike. I appreciate it. Yeah, it reminds me of the old line, you got the munchies. Thank you, Miguel. Thanks, Mike. 855-752-4842. Let's a couple more here. We've got Carl in Eau Claire on the text line. Pizza without sauce would be like eating toast, he says. There are plenty of sauce options to enjoy. Thank you very much. I appreciate that, Carl. Listening on WCFW The Tap up in beautiful Eau Claire. And quickly, Ollie, let's go to the phone lines. Ollie in the North Woods, pizza with sauce or pizza with no sauce? What's worse, Ollie?
Pizza with no sauce, that's just pita bread, isn't it?
I think you're right. I think you're absolutely – it's not pizza without sauce, in my opinion.
No, got to have a lot of sauce and some lots of meat and olives and the whole shebang.
Totally a green or a black olives?
Green olives.
Thank you.
Lots of mushrooms and cheese, cheese.
Right.
If you're going to go for it, go for the gold.
Absolutely.
The green and gold.
Green and gold. There you go. Thanks, Ollie. Appreciate you. Have a great day up there in the North Woods. Cam in Appleton checks on the fax. Wouldn't that be great if we had a fax line? Let's start taking fax on this program. Now, that would be fantastic. Cam on the what made me say that? Cam in Appleton on the text line says the pizza place up here in the Fox Valley called Munchies? Reeked of weed. Okay, very good.
I believe that's accurate. I think I remember seeing that place.
All right,
before it vanished.
All right. It vanished? Oh, the text vanished. I don't know. I am not on Munchies right now or anything else. All right, come on back. We'll wrap things up after this. Don't go anywhere. It's a Munchie edition of the Todd Hall Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
We want to help you promote your community event for free. Tell us about your nonprofit group or organization's upcoming event, and we'll help you promote it on the Buzz of the North. Email us the information or a copy of the flyer to community@whsm.com. That's community@whsm.com. You can also drop off your flyer at our office on East 3rd Street in Hayward, or mail it to 16880 W, Highway 63, Hayward, 54843. Hometown Radio Refreshed on 96.9 WBZH.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent weeks, the level of activity from Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, has increased quite a bit. There was a raid in Manitowoc at a Walmart parking lot where dairy workers were known to congregate, a series of arrests in Madison, and in Milwaukee, ICE is looking to expand its operations significantly by seeking office space downtown to go along with a new field office on the city's northwest side. This has been concerning for many, and not without reason. A recent large-scale ICE raid in an apartment building in Chicago saw reports of armed federal agents breaking down doors, U.S. citizens detained for hours on end, and children being dragged from their homes in the middle of the night. While the American immigration system has a host of problems, this kind of violent show of force is not an acceptable way to address these problems. And ICE also just received an injection of $45 billion in the One Big Beautiful Bill, so it is imperative for all of us to hold ICE accountable and speak out when things go too far. Right now, things are going way too far.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Seems like nobody in America agrees on much of anything these days.
But can we agree the federal government shouldn't tax people into poverty?
If you work full-time, you should be able to afford your basic needs. Don't you think? We're the Patriotic Millionaires.
We believe your full-time job should cover what it costs to live. We think your first $45,000 of income should be tax-free.
And multimillionaires?
We should pay more to fund your tax cut. Go to first45taxfree.com to learn more. A working-class tax cut paid for by millionaires. That's an idea we can all agree on.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 8 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock at the top of the hour. ABC or CBS News, depending upon which of our great stations you're listening to, a check of weather. Our fantastic sports reporter, Mike Clemens, down at Wrigley Field with a sports update. Brewers taking on the Cubs tonight in game four. Brewers lead the best of five, 2-1. They can cinch it tonight. It's a must-win for the Cubs. You can hear it on select stations starting at 7:30 with a pregame show. First pitch just after 8 o'clock. Clemens will have all the details for us during and after the game across the Civic Media Radio Network. And then another edition of the Maggie Dawn Show, followed by another edition of Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Some breaking news at this hour, courtesy of Channel 3000, the CBS affiliate here in Madison. Lolita James, the New York Attorney General who defeated Trump in court, has been indicted by the Justice Department, the U.S. Justice Department, under Pam Bondi. We shall see where this goes. Our old friend Matt Flynn, fond of saying, look, you can indict a ham sandwich, which is a simplistic way of saying the bar to indict someone is not always extraordinarily high. The important points are what come after the indictment, but again, Lolita James, the New York Attorney General who defeated Trump in court, has been indicted by the U.S. Justice Department. Also, here in Dane County, in the town of New Glarus, the town of New Glarus chairman has been charged and accused of stealing opponent signs before the April election.
So we'll find out where that goes. Usually New Glarus is a very calm place down there in Monroe and in Greene County. And, of course, we'll continue to follow the breaking news today out of Milwaukee. An off-duty Milwaukee police officer gets into a traffic accident. It appeared to be a fairly minor traffic accident. And both the off-duty police officer and the civilian get out of their car. And this is still a fluid situation in terms of what actually happened. There are reports that the citizen essentially pistol whipped, in other words, took a gun and hit the off-duty police officer in the face. Both individuals ended up on the ground. At one point, shots were fired. The citizen is dead. The off-duty Milwaukee police officer is in the hospital, but this continues to be a breaking news story at this hour. And on a lighter note, here in Dane County at the Henry Vilas Zoo, according to Channel 3000, the Henry Vilas Zoo is saying goodbye to two grizzly bears to make way for more polar bears. Really? So you're trading out the grizzlies for polar. I thought the polar bears had their own place. And I've been there. I've seen it. I'm not sure we need more bears. Personally, I was hoping for more otters.
Well, there are places you can go for that.
That's just me. 855-752-4842. Let's check in. And don't forget, tomorrow on the show, going to have Mike Mankey, the Badger PA announcer here. Really, I'm looking forward to this. You've heard his calls. You know, 1st and 10, Wisconsin. And Ron Dane, the guy who behind those calls, going to be here in studio tomorrow at 2:30. Should be a fun and great interview. And I believe Brady Ewing, former Badger and NFL veteran, is going to be here as well, because homecoming, big homecoming parade for UW tomorrow here in downtown Madison, followed by Iowa visiting Wisconsin at Camp Randall, a night game, 6 p.m. You can hear that game across Civic Media on Saturday, pregame show at 4 o'clock. And then the kickoff just after 6, Iowa is going to be here against the Badgers. You can hear that on the stream as well, by the way. And also tomorrow, going to give away 2 more tickets to No Packers, No Life, the VIP showing of the film down in Waukesha next Wednesday. So it'll be a great show tomorrow as well. Quickly, let's go to Charles in Milwaukee, listening on WAUK. Been on hold for a bit, Charles. I appreciate you. You wanted to comment on this shooting that happened in Milwaukee involving an off-duty Milwaukee police officer and a civilian.
Yeah, I, you know, it's disturbing that you find yourself in an accident, and then on top of that, you get someone that wants to be aggressive about it. It's an accident. Mm. Things occur. And we're living in scary times. But when I spent 18 years in MPS at the same school, and my friend Angie had came up with this program. It was a mentor program, and it was run by fifth graders. So if the fifth graders, if there was some kid had a problem on the playground, they went to either a mentor or they went to a teacher. And the teacher said, hey, go find a mentor. Mm-hmm. So they had them fill out a paper what the problem was. So let's say Mike had a problem with Ricky. And they would take the two kids in a school, the fifth graders would, and they sit down with an adult in the room supervising, and they talk out the problem. And it sucks that I've always said that starting in first grade, they need to at least 10 minutes a day teach kids how to deal with conflict resolution, how to deal with conflict that may arise in your life. Today, we have so many people that are so quick to want to pull out a gun or strike somebody when all it takes is just talking it out.
Right.
And I thought the program we had, it was a great program because we had less issues because of the mentor program. Like I said, it was run by kids. And I wish if they could start in first grade all the way up to a senior high school and every day spend at least 10 or 15 minutes talking about how to deal with conflict resolution.
Thanks, Charles. Always appreciate your perspective and comment. And, certainly need more more help in conflict resolution. The shooting of the off-duty police officer, or by off-duty police officer in Milwaukee with a civilian. Details are still not known, so I'd encourage everyone to just take a breath. Let's wait for the details and facts to come out. I'm sure Maggie Dawn and other programs will continue to follow this, as well as our civic media news department. Thanks, everybody, that came on the show. Julius Shia from Wisburg today. Sean Hanisch from No Packers, No Life. And Aaron Zommers for being a great producer engineer. We'll see you tomorrow. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. We'll see you tomorrow. Mike Mankey.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Michelle Franzen. Israelis and Palestinians waiting to see if Israel's government approves phase one of the U.S. peace plan to end the war in Gaza. Israel's prime minister set to call a late-night vote after meeting with a security cabinet. Phase one includes an immediate ceasefire, the release of all remaining hostages, and a prisoner exchange, along with a partial withdrawal by Israeli troops. Here's ABC's Jordana Miller in Jerusalem.
The Israelis will begin to withdraw. They have 24 hours to redeploy to the new lines, which will mean they'll pull out from controlling about 80% of Gaza. They'll pull back to controlling about 50%, which is still a big chunk, but they will stay there as Israel in the future negotiates for phase two.
President Trump says the hostages could be released by Monday or Tuesday. The president, though, not commenting on phase two talks or the future plans for Gaza and who will oversee the enclave. This is ABC News.